In 1963, Burton Green and Alan Silva, the two major drivers behind the project, and we heard them there. Silva at synthesizer and Burton Green at piano and percussion. This is a 2013 configuration, live recording, recorded in that year in Paris, France, with Abdelhi Benani at tenor saxophone and Chris Henderson at electronic drums. And you can find that on Improvising Beings. The piece we heard was Freeform Composition 1. Prior to that, from a 2017 recording, released in 2019 on the Astral Spirits recording label, Life's Intense Mystery Part 2 was what we heard. Burton Green at the piano, Damon Smith at the double bass, and Bob Moses at drums and percussion, recorded live in Cambridge and released under the title Life's Intense Mystery MF 193-ASO90. I don't know. Prior to that, Burton Green and his quartet starting that set with, of course, Ballade 2 or 2. I'm probably 2 at that point. Released on ESP discs in 1966. Henry Grimes at the bass. Nice solo there indeed. Burton Green at the piano. And Marion Brown at alto sax with Tom Price at percussion.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 se poursuit partout au Québec. L'effet combiné des deux doses assure une meilleure efficacité du vaccin, en plus de réduire le risque d'avoir et de transmettre le virus. Vous serez aussi protégé sur une plus longue période. Il est primordial de vous présenter à votre rendez-vous pour la deuxième dose du vaccin, peu importe ce qu'il y a d'autre à votre horaire. La deuxième dose du vaccin est essentielle. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
CKUT, Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
This is Jazz Muck. We're here as always on a Friday morning right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. My name is John B., and we launch off into the next set with something from a brand new release. Tom Rainey's Obligado is a modern ensemble, taking on standards. And of course, they released a studio recording probably about 5 years ago now, maybe four. Brand new release out, featuring them in live performance in 2018 in Hanover, hence the title of the release, Untucked in Hanover, just released on the Intact recording label. We're going to hear I Fall in Love Too Easily. Ralph Alessi will be heard at the trumpet, Ingrid Lobrock saxophone, Jacob Sachs at the piano, Drew Gress at the piano, at the bass, and Tom Rainey, of course, leading the project from the drum chair. Again, I Fall in Love Too Easily, right here on Jazz Amok.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Where Are You? As performed by the Anthony Braxton Quartet from the brand new release, Quartet Standards 2020. Braxton, of course, at saxophones, Alexander Hawkins at the piano, Neil Charles at the bass, with Stephen Davis at the drums, recorded live in concert in 2020 and just released on the Braxton House recording label. Prior to that, James Brandon Lewis and his Lily Quartet from the fantastic Jessup Wagon release out on Tao Forms. Lowlands of Sorrow was the name of that piece. James Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone and compositions. Kirk Nuffy at cornet. William Parker at djembe and bass. Christopher Hoffman at the cello and Chad Taylor at the drums. From, again, Jessup Wagon, the James Brandon Lewis Lily Quartet. Prior to that, the brand new release from Mark Rebo's Ceramic Dog. New release just out on Northern Spy entitled Hope, and that was a piece entitled The Long Goodbye. Rebo, of course, at guitars and vocals. Chez Smith, I should say, at drums, percussion, electronics, and backing vocals. Chazad Ismail at keyboards, backing vocals, and bass, of course, and joining them on that piece, Darius Jones at the alto sax. Prior to that, another brand new release, this one featuring Matthew Shipp at the piano. They call the project East Axis, and it features Shipp in a new setting. Of course, he's worked with Gerald Cleaver on many occasions before, and he was heard at the drums. Kevin Ray was at the bass, and Alan Lowe was at saxophones. I'm Cool With That was the name of the piece from the brand new release, as I say. It's entitled Cool With That, just out on ESP Disc. And the name of the project, again, East Axis. Ben Goldberg before that with his new release entitled Everything Happens To Be, just released on his own Bag production. Imprint. Ben Goldberg, of course, at clarinets. Joining him, Ellery Esklin at the tenor saxophone. And basically working with Thumbscrew. Mary Halverson at electric guitar, Michael Formanek at the bass, and Thomas Fujiwara at the drums. That was a piece entitled 21, again from Ben Goldberg, and Everything Happens to Be. Prior to that, as I mentioned, Tom Rainey's Obligado and something from the new release Untucked in Hanover, a 2018 document of their performance in Hanover at the Jazz Club. I Fall in Love Too Easily, again, was the name of that piece. Ralph Alessi, of course you recognized it. Ralph Alessi at trumpet, Ingrid Lobrock at saxophones, Jacob Sachs filling in for Chris Davis, who's the regular pianist in the project, Drew Grass at bass, and Tom Rainey at the drums. This is Jazz Amok, right here on CKUT.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the Frequency Modulation Band Radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.